Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour. Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast, is a podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best French life right here in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we are continuing the A to Z of French herbs, and today's herb is one that is often confused with oregano, and not just because they have similar botanical names. It's a staple herb in many provincial kitchens here in France, but it is very seasonal and doesn't like the colder months for sure. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, some delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, marjoram. Marjoram in French is pronounced marjolaine and spelled M-A-R-J-O-L-A-I-N-E. Marjoram's botanical name is Origanum majorana. The name marjoram comes from the Old French marjoran, which comes from the Latin marjorana. Often called garden oregano, marjolaine de jardin, marjolaine officinale, or marjolaine à coquille. It's a cold-sensitive perennial herb that has pine and citrus flavours, which makes it very popular with chefs. Marjoram spreads prolifically, so it's usually grown in pots to prevent it from taking over the garden, and is part of the Lamaceae family. It's indigenous to Cyprus, the Mediterranean, Turkey, Western Asia, and the Arabian Peninsula. The ancient Greeks believed that it was created by Aphrodite, and another story was that the royal perfumer of Cyprus, Americus, was transformed into marjoram. For the Romans, they believed that the herb brought on happiness and would increase their lifespan. Hippocrates used it as an antiseptic. The Romans thought that it was an aphrodisiac as well, and it was used to brew beer before hops were discovered, and also to make a flavoured wine called hippocra. Hippocra, the spiced wine, was traditionally linked to Hippocrates, the famous ancient Greek medical doctor, and it is still produced in France today. Originally made with red or white wine as the base, it has its tradition in being flavoured with marjoram, honey, cinnamon, ginger, cloves, pepper, and nutmeg. Marjoram was brought to the British Isles during the Middle Ages, and after World War II, it became very popular in the US. In cuisine, the leaves are used either fresh or dried. The dried leaves are often included in the Herbes de Provence mixture. It's even used often in sitar. Marjoram tastes like a milder version of oregano, hence often the confusion. The flowers and leaves are steam distilled to produce an essential oil that is yellowish in colour, This darkens to brown as it ages. The oil has been used to treat cancer, colds, coughs, cramps, and depression, amongst other things. Marjoram is rich in antioxidants and even has anti-inflammatory properties. The oil is also used in cosmetics, perfumery, and the agri-food industry. There's a Gâteau Marjolaine. Despite the name, it has absolutely no marjoram in it. The cake itself has four layers, the first covered with chocolate cream, the second with buttercream, and the third and fourth layers have a praline buttercream covered with chocolate. The top of the cake is sprinkled with chocolate and the whole cake refrigerated for 24 hours before serving. When famous French chef Fernand Poing introduced the cake in the 1950s, it quickly became an integral part of modern French cuisine. Fernand Poing was the founder of Nouvelle Cuisine, and some would say modern French cooking. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network are the French History Podcast, where Dr. Jerry Giraud explores events and people from 3 million years ago to the present day here in France. Gary Giraud is a historian who has a PhD in modern French and British history. And another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Siècle by David Montgomery. It's all about France's history from 1814 to 1914. This was a century in France that was full of both turmoil and stagnation. Le Siècle podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. You can check out the French History Podcast and Le Siècle on the Evergreen Podcast Network at evergreenpodcast.com. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. How do you use marjoram? Do you use it in French cuisine, or do you put it in other dishes? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for marjoram with me, I'll give them a go and maybe even post on my socials and possibly even my blog, which you can find at www.andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.